Their full menu, including the meat and three, on Sundays from 11 to 3. Scrumptious, you'll want to come back again and again. While the Butcher's Block in Anderson is the best place to be for their deli and meat and three, they also have awesome pre-prepared meals for those nights you just can't pull it together. Everything you need to feed the family, all ready to go. They've got 10 different tailgate packages to choose from too. Swing by and pick it up on the way to the stadium, and it's ready to toss on the grill. They have a meal of the week that they post on Facebook with your chance to win it. If you have an event you need catered, they can handle everything. And they're a full-service butcher, too. More food, more choices, and more opportunities to enjoy the Butcher's Block, 1702 North Main Street in Anderson. Or give them a call at 864-359-2099.
About. Protect your lifestyle against outages with the most trusted name in residential and business standby power, Carolina Generators. Our professional staff has what it takes to take from the sidelines to back in the game. Don't be left in the dark during the next power outage, and don't miss the big game. Check out CarolinaGenerators.com today. That's CarolinaGenerators.com. Who do we love?
Carolina Generators. Carolina Generators.
Doesn't miss a thing. You got it to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage. Road rage.
Yeah, I don't.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back live from the Smoking Pig. We're brought to you by the South Carolina Pork Board and South Carolina Soybean Board. Your local farmers helping to make South Carolina barbecue tasty all around the state. And proud supporters of Tigers for Tatas. Win football tickets and much more at Pork Powered by Soy on Facebook. Do that today. We're at the Smoking Pig. You can buy Tigers for Tatas wristbands. 100% of the money going to Dabo and Kathleen's All In Foundation for Breast Cancer. The money stays local. Priority One Security, get this. Priority One Security has generously offered to match every dollar we raise. And 10% of the sales today at the Smoking Pig will also be donated as well. So we've got you completely covered. You need to be out here at the Smoking Pig today. We've got a basket full of Tigers for Tatas bracelets. Come and buy them. I mean, come on. You cannot go into the Smoking Pig today without buying some of these bracelets. Come on. I mean, it's a tremendous cause. Let's get it going. Let's pick that thing up and buy this whole basket full. I mean, again, every dollar goes to the cause. It's a tremendous opportunity for you to make a difference right here locally. Lots to get to. You want to join the conversation, 654-7627, 654-7627. We were talking a little bit about Clemson basketball and about the new players who are joining the mix. And, you know, Mark Donnell is like 6'9", 235. And, you know, look, he's a mature body. He has some range. He can step out and hit the three. He's had some moments in his career. Like, I think it was the Illinois game, which I watched, that he had 28 points and became a factor in that game. But he never replicated that. Three different times he went into the year as a starter at Michigan, and three different times he wound up losing his job. So, you know, I want to see. I'm not expecting miracles from Mark Donnell. I think what you're hoping for from him is, quite honestly, that he could give you, like, 8 points and 6 rebounds. And I think if he could give you the 6 rebounds, maybe even more so than the points, Offensively, I think he's going to give you some sort of Grantham-type deals. You know, occasionally he'll hit a 15, and then I think he'll throw a zero at you or something like that. But this team needs his size. They needed a mature body. A mature body who can play in the post, who can defend a little, and can give you a little offensive versatility. And Donnell can do that. So you have that, at least, in Mark Donnell. And Malik William, what you have is a really unusual kid who's like 6'8", 6'9", whose arms are 17 feet long. He doesn't jump more than a foot off the ground. He plays completely under the rim, except for his arms, which play above the rim. But he has a high basketball IQ. He's a good half-court passer. He's a very good outlet passer. He blocks shots because of his arm length. He changes shots even when he's standing on the ground. He needs to get stronger, obviously, but he's a guy who I think will have a good future here because he does have such a good at basketball IQ and such long arms. And I think that combination will help him. He's a guy who just, he does a lot of things pretty well. He's not spectacular in anything. You know, for the most part, he's not even a guy you notice a lot, but he does everything pretty well, and he impacts the game. And again, if Clemson's going to run now and in the future and play with some pace, he's a guy who has the potential to be a very good outlet passer, because that was one of his strengths in high school. Amir Sims, you know, Coach Brunell told me the other day he's a legitimate 6'8". He doesn't look it. He looks more like 6'7", but he's ready to play now because he's thick and he's strong. He's 235 pounds. Clemson absolutely is going to need him to play now. And what he does is, again, he's a guy with a high basketball IQ. He knows how to play. He sets screens. He's a pretty good half-court passer. He can score. He's not an elite athlete. He's not a guy who soars above the rim and is going to play above the rim. And you're not going to see that out of him. That's not who he is. He's probably slightly more athletic than Malik William is. He doesn't have Malik William's length, but he has a good all-around game and a high basketball IQ and a body that's physically ready to guard ACC players and compete right now. So what you're going to need from him is pretty simple. Your rebounding is going to have to come from someplace on this team. And this is going to be one of the places it has to come from. Amir Sims is a guy who's going to need to give you 8 rebounds a game. Every game that ends, this is what an Amir Sims box score is going to look like. Amir Sims is going to score 9 points and have 8 rebounds and have 3 assists and have 2 steals. That's what an Amir Sims box score needs to look like this year for Clemson to play well. And I think it will. I think he's going to give you those type of numbers. Then your other two guys are Clyde Trapp. And Trapp is a phenomenal athlete. Phenomenal athlete. He needs to get stronger. He needs to understand the commitment necessary to play college defense, how to use his athletic ability to his advantage. And I don't know when he's going to be ready to make a contribution. I'm not sure. But if you're strictly asking who's the best athlete on Clemson's basketball team, it's him. Clyde Trapp is the best athlete. I mean, he certainly has a 40-inch vertical leap, probably more than that. He's a sensational athlete, but we'll see when he's ready to contribute. And the other guy is A.J. Oliver. And Oliver played for Daniel, Audra Smith's son. Mm-hmm. He is a 6'5 pure shooter with a fairly quick release. This is a guy who can really shoot the ball. And that's his strength right now. He doesn't, at this point, he doesn't do a lot other than that. That's his strength. His strength is he's working on those other elements of his game. And I think that eventually he'll be able to use his shot to be able to take people off the bounce as well, as many shooters learn to do. But at this point in the process, what he can give you is a guy who's 6 foot five, who has a pretty quick release and has great range. AJ Oliver can shoot the basketball, really shoot the basketball. In fact, I would say this. I think that Mitchell shot 45% from three last year and looked really smooth doing it. I think Reed can shoot the ball much better from three than he has of yet. I think the next best perimeter shooter on the team is A.J. Oliver. I think he's a better perimeter shooter than Grantham, better than DeVoe. His shot looks pure. Now, again, he may deal with some confidence issues early on, but at least situationally, I could see A.J. Oliver contributing early because of his ability to shoot the ball. Now, he's going to have to prove he can guard people at the collegiate level, and that's always a big transition for any high school player going to the collegiate level is making that jump, the ability to play collegiate-level defense, especially for a coach like Brad Brownell, Dono.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and that's something – a lot of it's effort and a lot of it's conditioning. So you hope the guys are getting ready for this season, because I think they got as good of a chance this year to have a pretty legit season as they've had in a long time. So, like you said, I'm excited with hearing from about these players that they have coming in, putting together a complete team, them having a chance to work with Coach Brownell and the guys. It should be exciting.
Yeah, I think it's a team that has a chance to make the NCAA tournament and make some noise in the ACC. I think the backcourt play is such that, look, here's what I always say about guards, and this is why I was high on this team this year. Guards win on the road. Guards win late in shot clocks. Guards win late in games. And guards win the NCAA tournament. And that's why you need guard play. You have to have guard play. And quite honestly, before this group, I don't remember the last time Clemson had two quality guards at one time. It's been a while.
Been a long time.
It's been a while. There have been times where there's been one guy, where there's been one star guard. You saw that even in the Shia years. But you seldom have seen two quality guards. And quite honestly, for much of Brad Brownell's tenure, you know, he's been trying to get by at the guard position. And now he has two guys that I think can really play. Again, that's why I was excited about this team. That's why I'm interested to see, you know, I think if you're a Clemson basketball fan, what you have to hope for is that Sheldon Mitchell makes it through this season as healthy as he can. Because he really is the key. I mean, if he were to go down at any point and be unable to play, the makeup of this team changes dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dramatically. Now you're talking about different primary ball handlers, a different way of playing. You know, I think more of that onus then would fall on Marquise Reed. You know, and again, Reed is a guy who does hunt the shot. Reed's a guy who his whole history is he hunts the shot. And here's the deal. I want him to hunt the shot. I like Reed's game. I really do. Reed is a guy who can score. He can score in a multitude of ways. He can get inside. He can get in the paint. He can get to the rim. He can shoot the three. I think they want him to do more of that, quite honestly. But I like him driving the ball. I mean, I like him creating contact and getting to the line. And as I said, if this team is going to have the type of year I imagine, three guys, Shelton Mitchell, Marquise Reed, and Elijah Thomas, have to live at the foul line. Those three guys have offensive ability in a group of three, the likes of which we haven't seen here at Clemson in a while. They need to get to the free throw line. Clemson needs to have a big year in number of attempts, and those three guys need to lead it. Those three guys should get to the line a lot. Now, Thomas is a post player. He's going to be reliant on post feeds. But when you look at the other two guys, Mitchell and Reed control their own destiny, so to speak. And those two guys, I want them going to the line 15 times a game.
Yeah.
I want to see those two guys at the free throw line 15 times a game. If you do that, Clemson's going to win a lot of basketball games. A lot of basketball games.
Yep. And I think if Thomas is able to average in double figures on the rebound side of things, that's going to vote even better for him, because you have those other guys. They don't have to worry about the shot. They have somebody in there cleaning up the board. So I think he's going to have to be a monster on the boards as well for Clemson to reach that pinnacle.
Question. He's going to – I mean, look, what Thomas is right now, until further notice, he's a low block scorer. Mm-hmm. That's what he is. He's a guy who you dump the ball down to him in the paint, and he can score. I mean, and he can also get to the foul line. But what he needs to prove he can do is guard somebody on the other end and rebound the ball, because last year his defense was lacking, as was his rebounding.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to, and for this team who doesn't have a lot of size, at least not a lot of experience size, he needs to fill that role. He needs to fill that role. This team's the last 2 years lost Landry Noko and Chete. And those are two guys who were long, who could challenge shots, but who gave you rebounding. And you know, they were both 6'10 plus. You don't have that guy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that guy on this team, and that's why it's incumbent upon Elijah Thomas to give you some of that. Let me tell you about Greenville Turf and Tractor. Gear up for fall with John Deere's full line of Gator utility vehicles designed for wherever your trail may lead. With $300 off midsize Gator utility vehicles like the XUV 590 and $500 off full-size Gator utility vehicles like the XUV 825i, it's the perfect time to get all the performance and power you need to tackle any job. Or take advantage of the cooler weather and go for a ride. John Deere's Gator utility vehicles are built tough, easy to use, impossible to ignore. Experience the full line for yourself at Greenville Turf and Tractor on Malden Road. Offer ends October 27th. Some conditions apply. That's right around the corner, people. See JohnDeere.com or participating dealer for details. No matter what jobs the season brings, just remember, nothing runs like a deer. Be sure to stop by my friends at Greenville Turf and Tractor on Malden Road, or call them 299-1727, 299-1727, Greenville Turf and Tractor. Let them get you in a Gator of your choice. We're live from Smokin' Pig, Pendleton. Come and see us. Come buy our Tigers for Tatas bracelets.
Mr. Clemson, Eric McLean invites you to join him November 16th for the 9th annual Big Brothers Big Sisters Pep Rally. Join Big Mac along with his friends and former Tiger players Jay Guillermo, Travis Blanks, Jadar Johnson, and Rod McDowell. This year, the rally is at the Revel Events Center, formerly the Handlebar. It's where Stone Avenue and Wade Hampton Boulevard meet next to Canal Insurance. They'll be joined by former Gamecock players Brandon Bennett, John Stamper, and Toby Cates. This is a great event to help raise money and awareness for a great cause, Big Brothers and Big Sisters of the Upstate. As always, there'll be music, tailgate, food and drink from area restaurants, and memories from past games, as well as silent and live auctions. For tickets and information, call 242-0676 or go online at bbbspeprally.com. The 9th Annual Clemson Carolina Pep Rally, November 16th, Revel Events Center, Greenville.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
The world has many types of tanks, from the Leopold to the T-62 to the M1 Abrams. But the most widely feared tank in the world today is the full septic tank. Don't call the Pentagon. Call Roto-Rooter. Serving the upstate and western North Carolina, Roto-Rooter will battle with any sort of septic problem with their army of specialists. Call 226-9452. 226-9452. Online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name,
and away go troubles down the drain.
Steve's Tire and Service in Easley and Yokohama are excited to announce the Autumn Escape Rebate. Purchase a set of four Yokohama Geolander HT, Geolander AT, or the popular Geolander MT and receive up to a $70 rebate. This great deal runs October 1st through October 31st. Whether you're going hunting or traveling or to see the Tigers or Gamecocks play, Yokohama and Steve's Tire has the right set of tires for you. Call 859-1361. That's 859-1361 and save on those Yokohama Geolanders today.
Right now is the time to start your search for your perfect Ford vehicle at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard. The Anderson Ford Matchmaker Program provides you with an inventory specialist who will put you and your family in the perfect Anderson Ford vehicle. They'll listen to your needs and make sure your new or certified pre-owned Anderson Ford is a perfect match. Anderson Ford, doing business differently. Anderson Ford, 3900 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Thank you for helping me and my associates grow our business into its 18th year. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to become the go-to dealer for Link Belt equipment. We're proud to offer equipment rental, sales, and repair, in many cases right there on your job site. And you've enabled Bennett Equipment to grow into a third location in Seneca. We're online at BennettEquipment.net. Thank you, and remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Hi guys, this is Leah from Local Q, inviting you to join us all football season to watch your favorite teams. We are ready. With DirecTV's complete sports package and over 28 TVs, you won't miss a college or pro game. Check out our game day specials on snacks and beer buckets. You can get all the details at localq.com. Visit us at 30 Orchard Park Drive or order online at localq.com. Remember, we're 21 and up at all times with a valid ID. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
Y'all know what time it is, Clemson football. And wherever they go to catch all the action, from Death Valley to a friend's place, more and more Tiger fans go there in vehicles from Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Because you can't spell go without O. And now, during Ram Power Days, lease a new 2017 Ram 1500 quad cab for just $179 per month. So visit us under that big American flag on the Motor Mile or at BigODodge.com.
Lease for $179 a month for 36 months. First payment, tax, tag, and $29.99 due at signing. No security deposit required. With approved credit, see dealer for details.
David Green, Greenville's premier tax attorney, wants you to know he's all in with the defending national champions, Clemson Tigers. A graduate of Clemson, David Green can't wait to see his Tigers execute their game plan in this 2017 season. David Green also knows that you too need a game plan when it comes to IRS tax problems, estate planning, probate, and tax preparation. Be all in with two winning teams, the Clemson Tigers and the Green Law Firm. Call 271-7940.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals, no residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
Does your home have wall cracks, uneven floors, or doors and windows that are sticking? These are all signs that a foundation problem is stealing value from your home. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 475-1671. We know your home is your number one investment, and we can help protect it. Don't wait for a foundation problem to get worse. If you have sagging floors or cracks in your sheetrock, call Canty Foundation Specialist, 475-1671, or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
On 105.5 The Roar.
When I was a boy, I thought it just came to the earth.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from the Smoking Pig. I'm joined by Donnell Clark. Yes, a ghost, a blast from the past. Come on out and see us. Buy the Tigers for Tatas bracelets. I have a whole basket full of them. It's a tremendous cause. Absolutely every penny goes towards the cause. Dabo and Kathleen Sweeney's All In Foundation for Breast Cancer. The money stays local. And then there's this. Priority One Security has generously offered to match every dollar we raise. And 10% of all sales today at the Smoking Pig will also be donated. So you have to be out at the Smoking Pig today. I mean, what better way? Stuff your face with the greatest barbecue around. And then by all means, contribute to the cause. How about that? come and see us at the Smoking Pig this afternoon. Donald Clark and Ramona now. I'm going to bring you into this conversation, Ramona. You filled out your pick'em games for this week, Ramona?
Yes, I did.
All right. Let's take a look at the games and see what you two nitwits did. Now, Ramona, you went 8-2 last week, did you not?
That's right, I did. I tied for first. Don't call
tied
me a nitwit.
Tied for first. That's right. You're not the nitwit I am. You tied for first.
Yeah, I
was the nitwit who took Kansas State at home because I'm just so pig-headed, stubborn. So I took Kansas State at home against TCU and got beat. But I thought just Yurts was going to play in my defense, and he did not. But that's just the way it goes. But you lost only two games. South Carolina, who you stubbornly go against every week, and if you would just stop that, you would have been 9-1. And then what was the other? Auburn LSU? Did you lose Auburn LSU? Maybe.
Yes, I took Auburn, and I think they lost. Okay. I don't have the list in front of me, but yes.
Well, that would be it. South Carolina and Auburn were the only two games you missed.
Isn't that good?
That's not too shabby.
I didn't do the score writer. I would have won the tiebreaker. But
yes.
So.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty damn good, Ramona. 8-2. Very nicely done. Nicely done. All right. So the next question is, what do you do for an encore?
Do you want me to run through the games?
Yeah. Run through the games.
Okay. The first game is Memphis at Houston.
Memphis at Houston. And that's tonight. Tonight's Thursday, right?
Yes. Today is Thursday.
Yeah. Memphis at Houston, a Thursday night game, a pretty big game. What do you have, Ramona, and why?
I took Houston. I don't really know anything about Memphis. And yesterday when I was looking at the Vegas thing, it was -3.5. Now it's -2.5. So I'm guessing they're pretty even. But I went ahead and took Houston because I don't understand Memphis. As football.
What do you have, Donnell Clark?
Give me Houston in that game, too. I think the run game is going to be a little bit too much.
The run game?
Yeah.
The run game, really all they have are run game is their quarterback. You know, I like both of you, had Houston in this game all week long before I submitted my entry and picked Memphis. I picked Memphis for several reasons. You know, Houston played a stinker of a game last week. Now, 2 weeks ago, I was wrong on Houston. I took SMU at Houston, thinking that SMU had a better run game than Houston did, and they did, but they turned it over and couldn't stop Houston. And that did not go well for me. So, this past week, Houston played at Tulsa, and they got torched by Tulsa, which I found very surprising. Memphis, of course, played their stinker a couple weeks ago when they got destroyed by Central Florida. Riley Ferguson promised his coach that he would not play another game like that. He would not play another game turning the ball over. Hey, how are you? Yeah, we appreciate you. My man, Will. Where is my man, Will, Donna?
I think he went inside.
Yeah, yell for Will. Or just, you know what, make it self-service if you can. I appreciate it. Whatever you can do, because our guys are both inside. Thank you very much. I appreciate that very much. More Tigers for Tata's participants. That's wonderful. So, basically, Riley Ferguson promised that he would not play another lousy game like he did, and he hasn't since. Memphis is obviously very explosive. Houston is also explosive. Mm-hmm. Houston's tough at home. Houston's the better team defensively. The game is at home. I basically chose the quarterback. I went with Riley Ferguson, thinking that he can be the difference maker. So I took Memphis here, so I'm going against the grain, apparently early on, with you two guys having Houston. You know, I quite honestly, because of... Look, here's the thing. You want to know an honest truth? I've taken Kansas State 3 times this year, and 0-3 on Kansas State. They have personally killed me, and so I have to try and take some chances and make up some ground. So that's partly why I went with Memphis as well. All right, what's next?
How are you?
How
you
doing? Good.
The second game is Oklahoma
State.
Thank you very much.
Oklahoma State
at Texas. Yes.
And very interesting game.
I took Oklahoma State.
You took Oklahoma State.
Yeah, they've actually been playing good, so I thought, and they're the 7-point favorite.
That's Ramona going by Vegas gospel, making sense. Donnell Clark.
I'll also take Oklahoma State. I don't think Texas way to slow them down at all. I think Oklahoma State, Mason Rudolph, comes out here and score a whole lot of points, and Texas just can't keep up.
Okay. And again, I will go against both of you, and I will take Texas. And
you losing that one.
Yeah. Here's the rationale. One, I think Oklahoma State is terribly overrated. I have all year, never bought into them. I think they're great offensively. I think defensively they stink. And I think Ellinger can run the ball on them. Ellinger's a fullback playing quarterback, like a Tebow style. And he has run the ball on both Kansas State and Oklahoma for 100 yards. I think he could certainly run on Oklahoma State. Last year, Texas ran all over Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State won the game, but Texas ran all over them, including Chris Warren, who really isn't very good, but even Chris Warren ran all over them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Texas can run the ball on Oklahoma State. The other thing I think Texas can do is what TCU did. TCU turned Mason Rudolph into a pumpkin. Two things TCU did against Oklahoma State. One, they ran it right down their throat, asked them how they liked it. Oklahoma State couldn't stop it, which is still what I think they are defensively. TCU started to tailback 160-something yards, and they ran it all over them. But the other thing that TCU did is they got after Mason Rudolph. They hit him. They turned him over. I think he threw like three picks in that game. I think Texas can do the same thing. I think Texas can get after him and get in his head, especially with the new defensive staff and how aggressive they are. So I went with Texas again. I knew this would be against the grain pick.
It's against all the grains.
Well, I'm going against all the grains, especially if the grains are you and Donnell Clark.
Yeah, but Vegas picked them.
Yeah, well, screw them too. I've been beating the crap out of Vegas for 20 years on radio.
Okay.
Every week I beat the crap out of Vegas, so I don't care about Vegas.
Well, you give spreads every week. I didn't realize you were doing it to go against Vegas. I thought you were giving your picks based on the spreads. You're saying you go against Vegas every time?
What? What?
When you do your spread picks, you don't go opposite of Vegas every time, do you?
It's not an opposite of Vegas, Ramona.
You said you're killing Vegas.
Right. Vegas puts out numbers.
I know.
If you were gambling, Ramona, against Vegas, you would try and beat them. You would make certain selections and try and win money. I don't do it for money. I do it for the personal enjoyment I take in beating all those knuckleheads who build those big buildings.
Okay.
And for the benefits of the degenerates listening.
Okay.
Now, the thing is, I wouldn't pick, with rare exception, I wouldn't pick any of these games that are in these contests. You know, I mean, I'm looking for advantage. I'm looking for where I think Vegas has made a mistake. And it seldom aligns with these contest games, which we're picking straight up. So it's an entirely different thing. But, yeah, so I am going against Vegas.
Okay.
That last pick, though, Walt? You're going to be talking about it on the good, bad, and ugly on...
Okay. Right. We'll see. The whole world thinks Oklahoma State matters. I just don't.
I don't think they matter.
I think Texas is playing better. I think Ellinger gives them a fullback at quarterback that they didn't have when they played Oklahoma State last year. Again, look, they had an injury running the ball last year, but they went to Oklahoma State, and they rushed for like 400 yards on Oklahoma State out there. So they're going to play at home. I think they can run the ball in Oklahoma State, and I think they can get after Mason Rudolph. And I think they will. I think they'll hit him a bunch of times. I think they'll get in his head, and I think he'll throw three more picks.
And they still lose by two touchdowns.
That may be. That could be. That last part actually could be Donnell Clark. All right, so far I'm going against both of you on
I
both
know.
Games. Yeah.
Okay.
That's how I want it.
All right. The third game is Iowa at Northwestern, and I'm taking Iowa. I don't think Northwestern has been doing all that great.
They played pretty well last week at Maryland in a win.
You mean that like that Fear the Turtle guy?
Ramona's now talking smack in the contest about other teams and fans. Ramona is actually talking a bunch of noise. That's look 8-2 goes right to her head. Now she thinks she's
It wasn't the 8-2, it was tying for first.
Oh, okay. It was tied for first that went to that. All right. Iowa and Northwestern. Iowa's like a 1-point favorite, so there's no real advantage in terms of the odds, Donnell Clark.
Yeah.
It's at Northwestern. Ramona's going with the road team.
Yeah, I'm going to go against Ramona on this. I think Northwestern, and the only difference in this game is that it's played there. So give me Northwestern.
And I'm going to go actually with Ramona and against Donnell Clark for the third straight time. I will take Iowa because Northwestern lied to me. They sold me a bill of goods before the year. I believed in Jackson. I believed in Thorson. I believed in that defensive secondary, and none of them have proved to be worth believing in. I just think Iowa's tougher and better. So it won't be pretty. It will not be a pretty game. It'll be 20-17 or something like that, but I'll take Iowa. This is one I debated back and forth, though, but I'll take Iowa. All right, so that's three games. All right, here's what we'll do. We will take a quick break, and we'll continue this conversation on the other side. You're welcome to get in, 654-7627. We're live from the Smoking Pig. Come see us. Let me tell you about Harry's. Listen, Harry's the greatest shave known to mankind. Flexible, soft hinge glides across the contours of your face. You don't even feel it. No cut, no burn, none of that stuff. The eucalyptus shave cream is thick, luxurious, makes you feel alive when you slap it on your face. It's not like that whipped cream-like stuff they sell in the drugstore. No, no, no. Nay, nay, nay. Listen, for decades, one big razor company screwed over their customers, relentlessly increased prices, reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. Jeff and Andy, two regular guys fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving, and they did. They took less profit. They sold directly to you for just $2 a blade compared to the $4 or more you get in the drugstore. That's what they did. And now you can get the finest shave products on earth delivered right to your door. Weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. You can get it all. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their shave and their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. You discover shipping when you sign up. Plus, there's a special offer for fans of the show. Go to Harry's.com right now. Enter promo code WALT at checkout to get a post-shave bomb, also free. That's Harry's.com. Promo code WALT, also free. Do it today. You'll thank me later. Walt Tip Tula Road Rage. Quick break. We'll be back.
October means great Clemson football, but it also means breast cancer awareness. Every year, 105.5 The Roar raises money for the All In Foundation with our Tigers for Tatas wristbands. Every place we go, we take these much-desired wristbands with us. Join us at Toyota of Easley this Friday for a live all-day broadcast with every show. Mickey, Zach, Kwok, Kelly, Brad, Ben, and Walt will be on hand with plenty of Papa John's pizza and Tigers for Tatas wristbands. Join us all day at Toyota of Easley this Friday.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
We love fireplace stories, Grandpa.
Did I tell you about the kids who wouldn't go to bed? Their mom came, snatched them up, and hauled them off to Never Never Land.
Grandpa!
These family moments around the fireplace brought to you by Blossman. For your own family moments, pick up a set of gas logs from Blossman at your local Blossman store. Take comfort in Blossman.
Here's the deal. A free remote control with your purchase of gas logs. See store for details.
As a pizza lover, you've learned that Joe's New York Pizza is the boss of the sauce. At Clemson location, take advantage of half-price dine-in on all large pizzas from 4 until 8. Every Monday, draft beer and all appetizers are half price from 4 till 7 in the bar. That's right. Half price apps and half price drafts each Monday from 4 till 7 at the bar at Joe's New York Pizza in Clemson. Half price on all large pizzas 4 until 8. Joe's New York Pizza in Clemson, the boss of the sauce.
Purple Haze in Anderson and Clemson has an assortment of really cool stuff to create a unique experience. Body jewelry, glassware, and party favors. Voted best piercing studio in the upstate, there's nothing like the Purple Haze experience. Decorate with accessories, incense, and posters. Purple Haze now features Queenly Slimes by Abby J. It's therapeutic and great for stress relief. Feel the experience. Purple Haze in Clemson, across from Publix and 3448 Cinema Avenue in Anderson, next to Dazzler's and behind Grady's. Purple Haze.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671, or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
The air is cooling down, and what better time to snuggle down in a new comfortable mattress from Simmons Mattress Outlet. With the lowest prices in the upstate, you can buy a mattress and still have money to spare. And don't forget, the box springs are free with your purchase of a new mattress. If you are really looking to pamper yourself, ask about adjustable bases, but hurry, they move quickly. Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
South Carolina driver's licenses and IDs are changing. You will need to change your card to a federally approved real ID to use it for air travel and access to federal facilities. All of the following must be true for you to be eligible to buy a real ID license online next year. Required documents on file with the SCDMV, driving privileges in good standing, and a regular Class D, E, F, M, or any combination of the four license, and a U.S. citizen. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about changing your card. Start the process now and save time later.
When choosing a lawyer, you need someone who knows the law, will take your legal needs seriously, and deliver excellent results. That lawyer is David Green. The Green Law Firm can successfully handle probate issues, estate planning, small business payroll tax problems, income tax returns, and any issue with the IRS. Get the results you are entitled to. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Trade up to the Maserati of SUVs at Maserati Greenville. The Maserati Levante is in its element everywhere, inspiring your driving experience with precise handling and inspirational performance. Prioritize comfort while assuming a more sporty SUV character. The Maserati Levante has unsurpassed luxury and craftsmanship that dominates even the most formidable weather, all starting in the low 70s. Discover the Maserati of SUVs, Levante, exclusively at Maserati Greenville, 1450 Lawrence Road in Greenville.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. Right now, download our PYP Garage app. Get instant notifications when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more information, or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We're at WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'm joined by Donnell Clark and you. We're at the Smoking Pig, the greatest barbecue around. Come on out and see us. Buy the Tigers for Tata's bracelets. I have a whole basket of them. Every penny goes towards Dabo and Kathleen Sweeney's incredible cause, to fight breast cancer, something that will eventually touch all of our lives. So by all means, come on out and see us at the Smoking Pig this afternoon. Lots to get to. You know, Ramona, I haven't told this story on air yet. Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm right here.
And I'm not going
apparently
to...
Apparently, I'm the you.
I'm not going to reveal the details as yet.
Yeah.
But let me tell you what happened to me. And what's going to happen to them if they don't come correct. Last, because, you know, I keep answering calls from these people now every day. It's like some new person in the chain.
Uh-huh.
But as of yet, none of them have said anything that's particularly intelligent. On Saturday night, right, I go to the fridge to pluck out this key lime pie that I had purchased at a grocery store. Uh-huh. I'm not going to tell you yet. What grocery store? And so I take this piece of pie, right? And I'm starting to eat this piece of pie, and I feel something sharp in my mouth. The pie had a piece of glass in it.
You have got to be kidding.
No. In 2 seconds, I was like seeing red.
I
called this store, and I was not happy. I mean, I don't even know exactly what I said that night because I was not amused. And really, I'm still not amused. And we're going to find out how amused I am before this process is over. Yeah, so there's your shot across the bow. There's your heads up that that trouble is pending for you.
There's your heads up. They're about to change the name.
You know what? You shouldn't get glass in a freaking pie.
No, you shouldn't get glass in a pie.
You know, it's the most ridiculous thing ever.
Man.
Ever. You know, and now they want to ask me, well, you know, how big a piece was it?
What difference does it make how big the piece of glass was?
It was like a razor.
It was like a razor.
It was sharp as humanly possible.
I mean, it was like they filed it
to make it sharp. Oh, I did.
Oh.
See, that's the other part of it. You know, yeah, no, I was not amused.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, How big was it? Are you serious they asked you that?
Yeah. Yeah. It was probably like
is there an acceptable?
No, it was probably 2/3 the size of a dime, but it was you know, V-shaped and just as sharp as could be.
Goodness, I mean, just gracious.
There's no way you could make it any sharper than it was.
God. Not good, folks. Not good.
Nope. All right, let's get back to the... And I'm telling you, when I started chewing that glass down, I was like... I mean, I'm sure that... It would not have been a under 18 zone with the words that were coming out of my mouth.
Oh yeah,
right then. And I'm telling you, I called them right then, and I was like, you know all those George Carlin words. hey, Ramona, Paul and Bob have made it down, but Paul just said Bob is worse than a woman. That's what Paul said.
Why?
Because he said it takes him 15 minutes to get out. It does. Bob,
is Bob still in the parking lot?
Yeah, Bob is somewhere in the parking lot.
Well, you know, he's
we'll probably see him about an hour from now.
He's bringing all his buddies.
Bob actually, yeah, he is. And by the way, everybody is Bob's buddy.
That's right.
Whether he knows him or not.
You know, Bob knows everybody, whether he knows him or not.
We actually have music playing in the parking lot now as well.
Is it guitar? Can it be Bob?
No, I don't think it is Bob. All right, so we started on these games, Ramona.
And yes.
We've done three of them.
We've done
and
three.
I have picked the opposite of Donnell Clark on all three.
That is correct.
What do we have next?
The next game is Louisville at FSU.
Louisville at FSU.
Yeah.
Last year, Louisville won this game by 120 points. The most devalued football game in the nation.
Yes.
I mean, a game that was supposed to have all sorts of meaning at the start of the year. Now is going to be a noontime kickoff, and no one cares. I mean, no one cares. James Blackman's mama is not watching this game. You know? Lamar Jackson's mama gave up a long time ago when she realized that Junior wasn't winning another Heisman Trophy. She said, oh, no, Lamar, I can't be watching. You're not in the Heisman race anymore. Now, son, you lost to Boston College, man. you are toast. But that's the game we have. We have Louisville at Florida State, a totally meaningless game between two teams that really aren't very good. And it's going to be played at noon in front of a vast audience of 17.
Well, now the Vegas has the FSU.
The Vegas. Oh, there he is. Big Bad Bob. Big Bad Bob had a phone call to make. He had to call somebody else in the parking lot. Bob and Paul out here at Smoking Pig. That's what we're talking about. Hey, buy some bracelets there. You guys are both wealthy.
Oh, yeah.
You're on the honor system. Don't cheat now. Buy some. Throw some money in that box there. All right. So we have Louisville and Florida State, Ramona. And what did you do in the big Louisville? Bob's getting 10. That's what we're talking about. We've had a lot of people doing that same thing. That's what we're talking about. We're absolutely killing it here. Come on out and see us at the Smoking Pig. Buy some Tigers for Tata bracelets. It's for an incredible cause. Every single penny goes to Dabo and Kathleen Sweeney's Breast Cancer Research Fund. All right, go ahead there, Ramona. Who do you have?
Louisville.
Louisville. Ramona's going with the Cards. Now, why are you going with the Cards here, Ramona?
Because they have a quarterback I've heard of, and the FSU's quarterback is not on there anymore, so I don't know who they're using. And Vegas picked them, but I'm not going to pick them. I'm picking Louisville.
Okay, that actually makes some sense. And now that Ramona says that, maybe I need to reconsider, because that actually makes some sense. They have a quarterback she's heard of, and a quarterback who Florida State had no answer for last year. Meanwhile, Florida State's offensive line still sucks out loud, Donnell, but they have developed a little bit of a running game. I do like what I've seen from James Blackman. I just don't like the rest of that team.
Yeah.
I like Blackman. You know, I like about four players on that team.
Yeah,
two on offense, Blackman and Akers.
Yep, Blackman's
the rest of
the
offense sucks.
Yeah, he's been pretty impressive to me, especially being his first season and being thrust in action when he really didn't think he has to. But I got to go with Florida State in this game. I think their defense is much better than Louisville defense. I think they'll be able to contain. They won't be able to stop Lamar Jackson. He'll still get his rocks off. But
like they contained him last year, Donnell.
Yeah, right. I think they'll be able to take care of it a little bit better this year. Give me Florida State in this one.
Who did you pick?
Florida State.
I also went with the Noles.
You did?
Against my better judgment, but I picked Florida State as well in this big noontime classic. It's, I just can't wait for this. I'll be setting the alarm for sure. The truth is I watch every game because I'm sick. That's why. But you know, it's just astonishing how this game has been devalued.
Mm-hmm.
From what the expectations for it were to what it is now. I mean, it's a totally meaningless game to try and determine who finishes third, fourth, or fifth in the ACC Atlantic. I have the Noles. Default process. I also went because they have the better defense, but I went with the Noles.
That's the best pick you've made all day.
Oh, listen, who's talking? The guy 2 years ago said Virginia was a national title.
Oh, that's the next game.
Yeah, that's right. That is the next game.
The next
He's off Virginia now, Ramona. Now that Virginia's actually pretty good, he's off Virginia.
He was only on
Virginia when they sucked.
I was a year ahead of the curve.
Oh, yeah, a year ahead.
He was telling the future. The next game is Boston College at Virginia, and I took Virginia.
Boston College at Virginia, and Ramona went with Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Boston College showed me a little bit last week. Uh-oh. They still were playing against Louisville, though. I think I'll go with Virginia in this one, too. I think Virginia is just a little bit better than Boston College right now, but I think it'll be a good game.
I thought Will was going to actually feed you, Donnell. Will brought Donnell his meal and opened it up for him and turned it sideways and moved it over to him. You sure you don't want to fork it into his mouth, Will?
Hey,
I can if he wants
to. He is the best intern y'all ever had. He's going out in the history books. He can come intern for me. I don't have a business, but he can intern for me.
Yeah, your job would be to feed him.
If he can cook, he can have it.
Oh, that's not a good thing to say.
We are We are live from the Smoking Pig in Pendleton. Come on out and see us this afternoon and this evening. And the money box there is filling up nicely. I see lots of big bills in there. That's what I like. I see 20s and 10s and yeah, yeah. So come on. I still have lots of these. What did they give me? Like 1,000 of them? I mean, there's a huge basket of these Tigers for Tatas bracelets. So keep buying them. Keep filling it up. We're doing the Lord's work here. So let's get it done. How about that? All right. You know, a couple things. One, you know what? Before we go to break, you can get in on the phone lines now. 654-7627. We'll wrap up these games. There's something else I want to mention about Boston College when we get back to Ramona. Before we go to break, though, let me tell you about First Class HALT. It's an acronym for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. Listen, HALT's been in Greenville for over 6 years. Go read the reviews. People talk about their honesty, their integrity, their professionalism, their knowledge, how they make them feel special. That's who First Class HALT is. Now they're in Anderson. If you own one of these fine vehicles, look, this is not your father's Oldsmobile. It's not the way it works anymore. You used to go into a garage and they'd have belts hanging from the ceiling and all this stuff. They work on every make and model. Now, a lot of these manufacturers, they lock you out. I mean, you know, I have an old Cadillac that only Cadillac can work on, which is just, you know, insanity. But that's what happens. So you need to be a master now. You would not go to a general practitioner and ask him to do brain surgery on you. Bob didn't do that, did he? You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that. So don't do it here. If you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, go see my friends at First Class HALT. Mark and the gang are incredible. They've invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in the equipment necessary to maintain these vehicles, thousands of dollars each in the communicators. They know every single thing about these vehicles. They will help you. I promise you. Call them. Set up an appointment. 864-260-9600. 864-260-9600. That's First Class HALT. We got it all going on the Smoking Pig. Singer, us, Tigers for Tata bracelets. Come see us.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5 The Roar.
David Green and the professionals at Green Law Firm understand your rights when it comes to any issue with the IRS. The IRS has instituted the Fresh Start Program, and David Green knows how to use the Fresh Start Program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. For a free strategy session, call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or go online at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal.
Imagine building your dream home without having to worry about rising interest rates. Hi, I'm Christy Ross with AgSouth Mortgages. If you're considering building your dream home, AgSouth specializes in a one-time closing construction to perm loan.
Looking to escape the hustle and bustle of the city with your own recreational or hunting property? I'm William Gable with AgSouth Farm Credit. We offer up to a 20-year fixed-rate land loan. Call us at AgSouth at 864-22.